show, and you can bring up whatever you want. Just dial toll-free, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. The features on the site are totally free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. Mark, you're going to start things out here tonight. It looks like the universe of the tobacco smoker is about to get even more difficult. It was as though it weren't bad enough what happened earlier this year when the federal government decided to lay down tremendous new taxes on various different forms of tobacco.
Cigars, chewing tobacco, roll your own.
All of them. Cigarettes right. And everything.
I love the fact that Obama said that there weren't going to be any new taxes on people who make less than $250,000 a year. And then one of the first thing he does out of the gate is go after roll your own cigarettes, for God's sake. I mean, what lower income bracket do you need than people that roll their own cigarettes?
Yeah, you make a good point.
I'm just saying.
You make a good point, but I can see how you can slime out of that particular promise.
He's a politician. He can slime out of anything.
So the taxes went up dramatically. In fact, read
my big old ears. No new taxes.
They went up so much that you decided to quit smoking as a result of that.
Well, I didn't decide to quit smoking because of the amount that they went up as much as I'm morally opposed to paying taxes in general. However, I choose to do it because I made an agreement with my wife that I wasn't going to do that to my family, put them in danger by putting, you know, the breadwinner of the family in jeopardy of going to jail. And I'm not going to give the federal government any extra money. It seems to me unjust to sort of talk to my wife about trying to get her to, us to stop paying income taxes and things like that, when in fact I'm willingly paying taxes on cigars and that kind of thing. Do you understand?
Yes. It totally makes sense. But the politicians would say you're a success story. The politicians would say that
this is part of the way, though. The idea is they put the taxes on the cigars and the chewing tobacco and the roll your own, and they're going to only use this to help crippled children. And it is for child health care or something, one of these child health care programs. That's the idea. But we know that money's fungible and that the government doesn't have very firm accounting methods that it uses for itself. If it decides it needs more money, it just raises Social Security.
Right.
So the idea that you're giving money to this children's program is really just a feel-good thing, because the money going there means that the federal government is putting money that would have gone there into building bombs to blow up people halfway around the world. I'm not willing to put my money towards blowing people up.
No, I understand.
So they can say they win because I quit. They can say they win because I smoke as much or more. They always win. Why? Because they use violence to get what they want.
So what are they doing now? Because they dramatically increased the taxes on cigarettes, which of course makes it more difficult for poor people to purchase them, which lowers their standard of living if they want to continue smoking as much as they're smoking.
I can tell you I want to continue smoking. Right now I've been 2 months quit, and I want nothing more to inhale smoke in my lungs. I've almost gone out of my yard, dried up weeds, and smoked them. I want to smoke so bad.
So would you accept a black market cigarette?
Or a
black market cigar?
At this point, no, because the tobacco in the cigarette is going to get me addicted, and then what am I going to do when I don't have any more black market cigarettes? Yes, I think that black market cigarettes are a fine idea.
You're going to come banging on the dealer's door at 2 in the morning demanding your black market cigarettes and willing to give him fellatio.
I'm not willing. Well, I don't think that's going to happen.
Well, you're not that addicted then.
Well, I don't know. Apparently, I'm not. I'd be darn addicted for that.
Well, if it's not fellatio, you'll be breaking into cars, you know, using a Slim Jim, popping door locks open, pulling out car stereos, and taking them to the cigarette dealer. That's what happens
just
in the black
market.
Go to
the convenience store and buy a pack of cigarettes for $7. I don't think I'm going to break into someone's car or blow
up. Okay, true. True. We're not there quite yet. But when smoking is banned full on out. But then that will be a smoker's only
weed.
Option.
I mean, you can grow it in your yard. It's not that difficult.
Is it? I didn't know it was a weed.
Well, you know, it'll grow.
So, all right. So taxes dramatically increased. Regulations have been put down. And now there's more.
Yep. This is from the Examiner, Examiner.com. I'm not usually one to go around bashing big government. I'm a bit too left-leaning for that. This is apparently Sarah Terribio.
Sarah, there's a first time for everybody.
Yeah,
welcome.
Sarah, you need to learn a few things. I have to protest some recent government intervention, though. Once again, the U.S. government is attempting to mandate healthy habits, this time by banning flavored and clove cigarettes.
It won't be the last time.
No. Sarah, where else do they have to go at this point?
If they're Sarah, get ready for universal health care. Guess what's coming then?
Sarah,
all kinds of mandates.
Sarah, just pay attention to what's going on here, Sarah. The government doesn't do anything good without threatening and hurting people.
Mm-hmm.
I have to protest some of the recent government intervention, though. Once again, the U.S. government is attempting to mandate healthy habits by, this time, banning flavored and clove cigarettes. As of September the 1st, it won't be illegal to possess flavored cigarettes, but it will be illegal to sell them. As a result, clove cigarettes, which have been imported from Indonesia and sold in the U.S. since 1968, and cigarette flavors like cherry and chocolate mocha are about to become a controlled substance. Ostensibly, this portion of the Family Smoking Prevention and Tobacco Control Act, which President Barack Obama signed into law on June the 22nd, will prevent yummy-sounding cigarettes like cherry and chocolate mocha from tempting young people into smoking.
Right, because that's why kids start smoking, right? Is so they can have cherry cigarettes? I mean, come on.
I
remember when I was young. Thankfully, I've never actually even puffed on a cigarette. I've had a hit of a like Italian rolled joint where it had tobacco and marijuana in it, and I was disgusted by it.
Yeah.
But I've never actually had a cigarette. But I was, when I was growing up, there was this young man that I was hanging out with during summer school, and he wanted to go and smoke some cigarette butts behind one of the trees behind my parents' house before the school bus would come to pick us up in the morning. So he, you know, scavenged some butts from the little gravel area, not gravel area, but the kind of the what do you call that area between the street and the sidewalk where the water goes down?
Gutter?
The gutter. Thank you for that. Mm-hmm. The gutter, he would salvage things. We don't have gutters around here in Keene, New Hampshire. Anyway, he would salvage the cigarette butts and smoke them. He didn't care about the flavors. He didn't
apparently
care
didn't.
If it was menthol or whatever the hell it was. And now, is menthol also banned?
No, I guess not. That's not a flavor. That's not the right kind of flavor.
Oh, I see. Do you think Philip Morris or whoever it is that's the big lobbyist over there had something to say about that?
I suspect. I wonder why they're banning clove cigarettes. Do you think a lot of kids are craving a nice baked ham? I mean, what the hell is that about? I mean, I suppose I could see chocolate mocha or something like that, but baked ham? Come on, clove cigarettes?
Okay, another question. Do you know if this includes the flavored tobacco? Because there was, for instance, a hookah bar that was just opened up here in Keene, New Hampshire, where we do this program.
There's a hookah bar here?
It's private. Okay. So it's, I guess maybe word of mouth is spreading, but you have to, because of the rules in New Hampshire about places that serve food and smoking and not being allowed to have smoking in places that serve food, they've made it so you have to buy a $20 a year membership in order to get into the hookah bar, as I understand it. And so in hookah bars, I don't know if this one has it because I haven't gone and paid the money to go there, but in most hookah bars, they do have the flavored tobacco choices.
Sure.
So I presume that means they'll be banning flavored tobacco, but I'm not being made clear.
I don't know. I couldn't tell you. But Sarah goes on here from Examiner.com. In fact, this law, which passed handily in both houses of Congress, will have little impact on
the Republicans looking out for the small businessman there.
Yep. A little impact on teen smoking and a great deal of impact on adults' freedom of choice, or perhaps I should say freedom of vice. Pay no attention to the cigarette company behind the curtain. The act, which was sponsored by Senator Richard Burr of North Carolina.
That's a big tobacco state.
Championed by Senator Ted Kennedy of Massachusetts. God rest his soul. Benefited from an unusual ally, Philip Morris, the tobacco giant who controls half of U.S. cigarette market share, had its tarry hands all over the passage of this legislation.
Is this a separate piece of legislation from the one that raised the taxes?
I don't know.
Because they were behind that, too.
No, it would have had to have been separate.
Because they were also
behind
that.
It was June 22nd, and that one was April 1st.
I don't know if there were different dates where different parts would get implemented.
I don't believe so.
And the other part of that other bill is that the FDA is now in charge of cigarettes.
Mm.
So that was one of the other major pushes, is that cigarettes have to be regulated by the FDA now. And Philip Morris has been behind it all the way. Some of the other companies tried to fight it, but they lose. So do we. It's Free Talk Live.
Attention, all active duty members and veterans of the U.S. military. Your proud service to your country entitles you with the right to participate in special VA loan programs with benefits not available to the general public, like the ability to purchase a new home with no down payment or mortgage insurance, or refi with cash out up to 100% of your present home equity with less strict credit criteria. You are entitled to these benefits. Review them online at varadio.com.
This is Tim Lewis from iFreedom Direct and a veteran of Operation Iraqi Freedom. I want you to know that as a member or veteran of the United States military, you've earned special rights and privileges. On your feet! And get the details at varadio.com.
iFreedom Direct Corporation is a private lender approved by the VA and licensed in most states. In certain states, certain restrictions and limitations apply. For a current list of licenses, disclosures, and all benefits, go to varadio.com. varadio.com.
Did you know that there are tiny hidden radio transmitters, also known as RFID chips, in millions of passports, credit cards, and licenses? In the current state of the economy, it's no surprise that identity theft has increased. With current technology, thieves can purchase a simple device online that allows them to steal your credit card number and other personal information by scanning your wallet or purse. Think of this identity theft device as a garage door opener. You push a button and within a certain distance, your door opens. Thieves get near you, push a button, and these tiny radios give out personal information. Put a stop to identity theft. Visit idstronghold.com. Here you will find radio blocking secure sleeves. Simply place your credit cards and passports into these slim, lightweight sleeves, and you will put a stop to anyone trying to collect your private information. For around $5, you will be protected against RFID theft. Visit idstronghold.com. That's idstronghold.com. Or call 1-800-610-2770. 1-800-610-2770 today.
If you currently owe back taxes to the IRS or state, this special announcement is for you. Tax authorities are now accepting settlements, and you can resolve your tax debt for a fraction of what you owe. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, now is the time to act before it's too late. We're the Rely On Group, and our tax resolution experts are here to help you right now. Many of our tax experts are former IRS agents. They know how to legally and permanently resolve your tax problems and make sure you don't pay a dime more than you have to. Call now to immediately remove tax liens, eliminate tax penalties, and end wage garnishments. If you owe back taxes to the IRS or state, call us for free information about how you can legally settle your tax liabilities and save thousands of dollars. Call now. 1-800-984-1944. 1-800-984-1944. 1-800-984-1944.
HempUSA.org is now offering free shipping worldwide to better serve our customers. Our goal is to get these fine hemp products to you in the least amount of time so you can enjoy what the powder seeds and oil can do for you. HempUSA.org has a warning that the U.S. food supplies are dangerously low, and we urge you to protect your family with hemp storable foods today. Tomorrow may be too late. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. This incredible food source is loaded with enzymes so your body can digest the food you eat. And it creates an alkaline environment where cancer can't grow and parasites cannot live, and brings funguses, viruses, and bacterial levels down and to a halt. Try our powder seeds and oil today. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. If the body has the proper nutrition, it will heal itself. Ask yourself, why does our government not allow this crop to grow in the U.S.? This product is also great for pets and animals. Call 908-691-2608 or go to hempusa.org today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. It is your show. You can bring up whatever you want. Just dial toll-free to 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Tell us what your plan is. Now that the federal government is going to be banning flavored cigarettes, going to stock up and sell them on the black market? I don't know how much more value you'll be able to get out of them because they'll be prohibited, but prohibition does have certain consequences. 800-259-9231. Join us on our website, freetalklive.com. We have the Free Talk Live Facebook page. You can go to facebook.freetalklive.com, and you can become a fan. That's facebook.freetalklive.com. And if you're frustrated with the lack of freedom where you live, And you're tired of the oppressive state intruding into your business and personal life? Well, if you knew that thousands of liberty-loving people were all moving to the same place and getting active, would you join them? You can. Join the Free State Project at freestateproject.org. That's freestateproject.org. Federal government banning flavored cigarettes. And the story doesn't get into the details, but I don't know if this is the case, but it would probably make sense that they'd also be banning any sort of flavored tobacco. And, of course, the excuse is the children. The children might start smoking because they can get cherry cigarettes.
And tobacco tastes like mud. I'm sorry, if cherry-flavored mud isn't going to be any better than regular mud. If you've ever been tempted by one of these flavored wraps for your joints or...
The blunt wraps, the flavored blunt
or
wraps?
Or one of the flavored cigars. I've smoked the flavored cigars before. I don't know anything about the flavored blunt wraps, but I have seen them. Don't look at me like I'm lying. You know,
no, I'm not lying. I'm just smiling because I'm thinking pleasantly of them.
Well,
they smell very nice.
The blunt wraps themselves, I don't know. I can't speak to those.
They don't taste like anything.
I'll just speak to the flavored cigars. They don't taste good. Yeah, they have a hint of the flavor that you're talking about, but it doesn't make them taste good. It's just like, you know, mud with a cherry hint to it. People smoke tobacco because... they're addicted to it, by and large.
And kids start because it's cool, not because it's cherry.
Right. It gives them some kind of little – it gives them a little high to smoke the tobacco, a tiny little one that goes away, and you're not going to get it again. And it's a bad, bad habit to start because it's the most addictive substance on the planet and doesn't provide you with anything except an early death. You've got a lot of old drunks. You don't have a lot of old smokers. But – you know, I don't. This cherry flavor thing would tempt somebody to smoke.
George Burns made it to 100.
He did, but he probably didn't inhale those cigars of his. Maybe if he did, very little of them. Cigar smokers usually have problems with throat cancer or gum,
mouth
lip cancer.
Yeah,
something like that. They don't have, and it's not near the instances of lung cancer for cigarette smokers.
Gotcha.
Would it tempt somebody? I suppose I've been tempted to smoke a cherry flavored cigar once, and I'm like, bah! This thing doesn't taste good at all. So I don't know. I mean, maybe, but yeah. I think that it really what it does is it just minimizes options for adults.
That's what it does.
More than anything else.
So I don't know, again, what people are going to be willing to pay for a clove cigarette on the black market compared to what they are paying today, but it might be an entrepreneurial business opportunity for some of you out there. Now, it's the sales of these that will be banned. So technically, if you are a big clove fanatic, and within the next, I don't know, day or so, go out and buy every single clove in town, you could still smoke your cloves anywhere you want to. I mean, as long as smoking isn't banned wherever you're smoking. But you can smoke your cloves walking down the street, and you don't have to worry about a police officer sniffing you out and arresting you. So what they've made illegal is the sale of these products. So does that mean that they could maybe do... remember down in, I think it was it Florida? Yeah, I think it was Florida where they had this this new rule that said that they're banning smoking in restaurants, or maybe it wasn't Florida. Anyway, someplace had this rule where they were banning smoking in restaurants that sold more than 15% of their, not restaurants, but entities, business entities that sold more than 15% of their revenue in food. So the intention to target restaurants.
That was Florida, yes.
It was Florida. And I remember one of our callers had told us one of the brilliant ways around it that they had experienced at a Denny's. And what they were doing to allow smoking still in their restaurant was they took all of the prices for drinks off their menu. And then they took prices for... shoot, how do they do it? They took some of the prices off their menu, and they basically would give you food for free. Yeah, they took the price of the food off their menu, and they would give you the food for free if you bought a drink at like $7 a drink.
Yeah, the $8 cup of coffee, you can get a grand slam to go with it.
Right, right. So they kind of used a loophole, essentially, to get around that. I don't know if they're still doing business that way, but it was something that it was a story we were told, and it made sense. Could you also do that with clove cigarettes? Could I, you know, sell you a pencil for $7 and then throw in a pack of clove cigarettes as a bonus, a freebie?
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know what the feds would think about either. But
perhaps you could sell a small child's toy and throw in a pack of the mocha cigarettes to go with them. Cherry mocha cigarettes to go with my little fuzzy troll.
You know, I wonder if anybody wants is anybody clove fanatics. There's at least a few of them here in Keene, New Hampshire, that would be interested in doing some sort of federal civil disobedience. What kind of jail time are we looking at here? Any idea?
Oh, I don't suspect they have. They're not even going to list anything like that.
Yeah.
I'm sure it's in there, but they're not going to say that in the story. The story does go on, though. At first blush, it seems strange that the company, and they're referring to Philip Morris here, would join forces with the likes of the Campaign for Tobacco Free Kids, which champions itself as an organization working to expose Big Tobacco's lies to achieve what Obama calls a victory for healthcare reform.
Strange bedfellows indeed.
Mm-hmm. A closer look, however, reveals that Philip Morris has nothing to lose with this legislation and everything to gain. First, a little background is in order. Here's the law in a nutshell. For the first time in history, the legislation puts the Food and Drug Administration in charge
of... This is that same law.
...regulating cigarettes, but not the same one on cigars and chewing tobacco.
I think it's the same. They probably just have different time periods in which the controls go into effect.
That doesn't appear to be the way for me, but it doesn't really make a difference. The legislation includes, it doesn't matter which law it was that got passed, it is a law that got passed.
Yep.
The legislation includes a number of restrictions on how cigarettes can be labeled, packaged, and promoted. It also restricts what kinds of ingredients can be used in the manufacture of cigarettes sold in the United States. Again, the sales ban is supposed to keep kids from being lured into the world of nicotine addiction by fruit, candy, and chocolate flavors. Statistically, however, the flavor kids consider tastiest is straight-up tobacco. In the form of Marlboro brand cigarettes produced by Philip Morris.
Is that right?
Some 81% of established teen smokers consider Marlboro to be their ticket to flavor country, according to a February 12 article.
Wow.
The most popular flavor is mint in the form of menthol cigarettes.
Which is exempted.
Philip produces a wide variety of menthol cigarettes as well. A recent survey by American Legacy Foundation turned up the following stats. Menthol cigarettes are preferred by 81% of black teens, 32% of white teens, and 45% of Hispanic teens.
It's okay. You guys who think out there that you can just put the right people in charge of government, and because that's what didn't the liberals get in power by saying things like they were going to help the little guy? And you guys that believe that story, here's your perfect example of how it really works. It seems like they're trying to help people quit smoking or help kids get their hands on cigarettes. What they're really doing is helping Philip Morris kill their competition. That's really all this is about.
It is.
But what's new? 800-259-9231. That's the SEGAL CAI toll-free line. I want to know what the packaging restrictions are going to be. Now, the FDA's in charge. They said there's packaging restrictions in there. Are we going to start seeing the black lungs and things like that on the front of the cigarette packs? Are they going to hide the cigarette packs? It's Free Talk Live.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest and dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer. Unlike other companies that just broker canned foods, Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. Factory direct, wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
Wow. All I can say is wow. Times are changing fast. Scary needles. Laws changing until pretty soon it'll be against the law to grow a tomato plant. How does this fit into healthcare? I'm not sure. But I am sure that Life Change Tea will give attention to your health. Good health. Join the many that have made the change just by drinking our all-natural tea. Lose weight, detoxify, and get energy. Call now at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Or you can order online at getthetea.com. It doesn't come any easier. Getthetea.com. Oh, yeah, and right now is our semi-annual special underway. It won't last long, so order now while you still can. Order at GetTheTea.com.
Are you concerned about an economic downfall? Would you like to have more money to invest in precious metals, food, and safety of your loved ones? With the Debt Crisis Solutions Program, you can finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy. This is not debt counseling, settlement, or debt consolidation, which may have serious legal and tax consequences. With our program, you will not pay another penny to your creditors or collectors. Protect your home, paycheck, and bank account from any lawsuits and restore your credit history. We also provide mortgage modification services, which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. If you're facing foreclosure problems, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions and speak to an advisor absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123 today.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com. Or call 866-598-7396. 866-598-7396.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can bring up whatever you want. Just dial toll-free, 1-800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. Again, we will take your calls about what you want, starting the show out with the tobacco conversation, as the Federal Drug Administration, Food and Drug Administration, those gangsters, they're now in charge of the world of tobacco. Philip Morris has very diligently lobbied for some new legislation that has helped this happen. We've been talking about it so far here this evening. Not only have taxes gone up dramatically on all tobacco products, they're also banning all flavored tobacco. In addition, packaging restrictions, new warnings are going to go into effect. And so we've got more details coming up here in moments.
Have you ever wished you didn't have to push the shopping cart all the way back to the store? Doesn't that stink, especially when it's like raining and you've gotten all the stuff loaded in the vehicle and you feel bad for just shoving it off into the median or something like that? So you feel obligated to drag it all the way back to the store? Well, you won't have to do that if you have a Totisac. And I've got two, and they stay in the trunk of the car so that we can we can take them into the grocery store and don't have to bring the shopping cart back. For the last month or so, my family's been doing that. They are handles made of 100% recycled material and designed to simplify all kinds of carrying tasks. I know that dairy farmers use them to make easier to carry buckets, too. Just go to check these things out. They are amazing little tools. It's Totisac, TOTASAK.com. It's spelled Totisac, and you can get, I did just spell it. You can get a family pack today, Totisac.com. They can carry more than you can, a lot more.
All right, we continue here and just give you a little bit more information on what they're doing with cigarette companies at the behest of Philip Morris, essentially working very hard with the federal government, working very hard with Philip Morris to come up with new legislation that'll help cripple the competition in the industry and allow Philip Morris to be the close to monopoly provider of all things tobacco.
R.J. Reynolds is the other one.
I thought R.J. Reynolds fought this legislation.
But they're the other.
Okay.
Philip Morris has 50% of the market.
Right.
R.J. Reynolds pretty much has the rest. And there are some small competition. And basically, these two guys, at least one of them, is trying to kill the competition by doing this, besides R.J. Reynolds.
So it'll be illegal to sell flavored cigarettes. And according to Examiner.com, the new federal regulations requiring cigarette packaging to include graphic and possibly gruesome images illustrating the dangers of smoking will go into effect sometime in the next 3 years. So it's happening here, just like we predicted. It wasn't hard to predict this, right? I mean, we saw those stories out of places like Australia and Canada, other countries that had also done this same exact thing. And we know that bureaucrats love to borrow ideas from one another. They look around the world to see who's most successfully controlling people, and they pick out those ideas. Ooh, we should do that here. And so somebody came up with the idea. I don't know how long ago this first happened, but somebody came up with the idea to put just absolutely disgusting, frightening photos of some of the things that can allegedly happen to those people that smoke cigarettes on the front of cigarette packaging. So that's what you see when you're looking at the displays of cigarettes, if you're in a country that allows you to actually see the display, unlike Canada, that actually hides all the cigarettes behind a opaque white zone. Like, you can't possibly even see what the brands are because, well, you know, the kids might see them and get influenced. So they are apparently also going to be doing the graphic packaging, and who knows what new huge warnings they'll be putting on there, because, you know, nobody knows that cigarettes are bad. No one knows. I mean, people that smoke cigarettes, they don't think cigarettes are bad for them, right? They need to have big reminder pictures now, because people can't read in America, apparently. The big government warnings that take up a full, you know, side or two of the package, that's not enough. So the FDA's in charge now. Is there anything I'm missing here, Mark? Or have we recapped everything?
Well, I don't know the specifics of the law. All of them, I can just say, basically, this article is on flavors. Oh, except for menthol and tobacco flavored cigarettes.
Right.
All the other flavors are banned. And I'd also like to point out,
September 1st, Tuesday.
Clove cigarettes represent only 0.09% of all cigarettes purchased in the United States.
I mean, all cigarettes. What about the kids? What about the children?
Well, there's a study on that now.
How many cherry cigarettes are the kids buying?
Give me 1 second here.
Like, anybody can really tell this, right?
Right. I mean, well, this was, you know, they filled out a survey.
Yeah.
It says a relatively small number of kids that had smoked cigarettes, of these had smoked clove cigarettes. That's 6.8% of the 20% who had smoked in that month, in the last month is what they had said previously. So, and candy flavored cigarettes, but that's a total of 1.7% of students in general had smoked a flavored cigarette in the last month. And I'd also like to point out that clove cigarettes are kind of like, you know, fooling around cigarettes. They're not real. You know, people that are generally, people don't say, I'm addicted to clove cigarettes, got to have clove cigarettes. They're kind of they're one of those social smoking kind of things, you know, like just something to fool around with. Some people manage to have that relationship with tobacco that they only ever smoke cigarettes when they're drinking or out or in certain situations.
Yep. I know those people.
And why shouldn't those people be able to do that?
Because mommy government knows best. Let's go to your phone calls about what you want. It's Chris in Texas. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Chris.
Hey, guys. You really made me want a cigarette right about now. It's interesting. What you're talking about with the pictures that they put on the cigarettes and everything.
Yep.
I've traveled a lot in my day, and I've been over to Europe and Canada and Mexico and just all over the place, really. And I do very clearly remember the cigarettes that they had when I was in England, I think. And they have pictures of, you know, somebody smiling and their teeth are all falling out, and they have pictures of black lungs like you were talking about. And, man, I bought, like, 20 packs of those, and I brought them back to Texas and gave them out to my friends. And I was like, hey, look at what they do to their cigarettes over there. And we'd all sit around and smoke them together. But
yeah, we're so free here in America. They don't do this here in America. Oh, well, they caught up.
Yeah, that's how it works with governments.
Yeah, here in Austin, they passed a smoking ban, oh, gosh, maybe 2 years ago or so.
Is it all businesses or just restaurants or bars or... what is it?
Restaurants, bars, you cannot smoke.
Okay.
Within 15 feet of any kind of door, you can't smoke. And it's actually posted and written on a lot of doors, no smoking within 15 feet or whatever. So, I mean, basically they did what they could to make it as difficult as possible for smokers. Well, the thing that they don't really address is that, you know, for a bar, no offense to the non-smokers, but typically your smokers are some of your best customers.
Yeah, yeah. And I can tell you, having worked as a waiter in both bars and restaurants, that if you get the option between the smoking and the non-smoking section, you want the smoking section because smokers are just better tippers. And
without a doubt. Well,
Certainly that just from the bell curves, you want smokers. That's all there is to it.
I mean, people are more relaxed and it's difficult to generalize that. But what I wanted to say about it was that, you know, the bars here in Austin, they recognize that. And this is a pretty big bar. There's a large live music and bar scene here in Austin.
Yes, there is.
And, the bars have recognized this. And so what they basically did to respond to the city ordinance is we're not going to enforce it. Well, to be in compliance with the code or whatever, they're not allowed to have ashtrays anywhere. So, I mean, they're eliminating their risk, but they're basically saying, a lot of them, not all of them, but they're saying, you know, we're not going to tell somebody to put out their cigarette. It's not our job to police people.
Awesome.
And what you got out of that is some bars, you know, there's definitely without a doubt less smoking in bars, but what you have is the bars that have outdoor patios.
Yeah.
That those bars have better businesses. So you really reallocated the money towards the bars that were already set up.
Mm-hmm.
And real estate's pretty valuable here. So, I mean, it's not, you may not have had a building where you can add a patio. And basically that really puts you at a huge disadvantage over another bar that did have a patio.
But now aren't the, normally when one of these smoking bills goes through, the onus of enforcement is on the bar owner because they're the ones that are responsible for the fines. Is that not the case in Austin?
It went back and forth between the bars and the city, and I don't know the actual end result, but I can't.
Good for them for going ahead and doing a little bit of disobedience and refusing to be the unpaid enforcer of the state. Thanks for the call for that. I appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. You can bring up anything. This is Free Talk Live.
Read Drop Dead Gorgeous, the debut horror novel by liberty-loving Irish author Wayne Simmons. Meet horror's new Bad Girls and the chilling Paige Turner, hailed by David Moody, author of Haters, as completely brilliant. Drop Dead Gorgeous is available from Amazon.freetalklive.com and all other major online retailers. Go to DropDeadDolls.com now for more details. Live free, then die.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Vadini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 989-637-4179. That's 989-637-4179. Be a part of the revolution today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
Thomas Jefferson once said, "When the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty." Our God-given right to life and liberty and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our families' health are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. Bring up whatever you want if you dial toll-free. 800-259-9231. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features are free, so enjoy those on us. And if you like the show and want to help support Free Talk Live, you can become an amplifier for as little as $3 a month. We take that money in and reinvest it into the show, getting on more radio stations around the country, bringing more internet listeners on board, and exposing new people to the ideas of freedom. So if you like those ideas and you want to help get them out there more, Free Talk Live is probably one of the more effective ways of going about doing that as far as the return on investment for your $3 per month. Not that you get money back per se, but bringing new people to the ideas of liberty is it's a return all on its own. So please go to amp.freetalklive.com, get on board, and get perks like access to the amp-only call-in lines, chat room, forum, and more. All the details are at amp.freetalklive.com. Right back to your calls. Tom in New Hampshire, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Tom. Tom?
Update as of 10 minutes ago about Senator Ted Kennedy.
Huh?
Have you heard the latest update as of 10 minutes ago about Senator Ted Kennedy?
He's still dead.
That's right.
He's up and moving around.
That was it? Wow, he held since 7:23 to tell us that. Okay, well, you know, speaking of Ted Kennedy, I actually had something in my show prep tonight about this, and it's one of those stories that really just kind of makes me a little ill. From the Washington Post, Boston, they came by the thousands and stood quietly and patiently in line. Young and old, every color and background, and ethnic origin. And together, they reflected the tapestry of modern America that Senator Edward M. Kennedy touched during his half-century in public life. Friday evening's memorial service here at the John F. Kennedy Presidential Library, as with Saturday's funeral and funeral mass, will be attended by the prominent and the powerful. President Obama, Vice President Biden, Kennedy's colleagues in the Senate, former presidents. But Friday was the last chance for the public, you little guys, to personally pay their respects. Average people who never knew Kennedy, but who were directly impacted by the legislation he moved or were inspired by his example of public service. Just stop me when you get sick enough.
Oh, I'm sick enough.
It's so bad. This is what happens when some politicians pass away. I don't know if they all get this treatment. because I try not to pay that much attention to the world of politics.
This is quite the treatment. Quite the treatment here.
But there's this attitude behind.
They are better. Camelot is the only
Camelot, right? Yeah,
the very best example. But
that's what they call these people. From like they're from Camelot.
Mm-hmm.
What is that supposed to mean? Are they actually from a place called Camelot, or is it just
no?
This is our American royalty.
That's really how the Kennedys were referred. Yes,
right. And it's just disgusting.
Mm-hmm.
It's bad enough over in places where they actually have supposed royalty. I find that despicable all on its own, that whole idea. But the concept behind the American political system was to have the everyman be involved in the political system. Now, we all understand that that's not how it worked out. But that was the concept, right? The idea was that any old guy who, was duly qualified for the office could run and win, and that's America, damn it.
And no titles would actually be allowed. No titles of nobility would be allowed.
What was the intention? Wasn't that the mystery 13th Amendment or something like that? There was going to be a 13th Amendment that said that, but they never actually passed it.
No, it's in the Constitution that the no titles of nobility.
Really?
Something like that.
I could have sworn that was going to be the 13th Amendment and it didn't actually make it through.
Our listeners will let us know.
But, nonetheless, they did allow the titles of nobility. Esquire and lawyerly titles, that sort of thing, are certainly allowed to hold office. And this is what happens. They get in there and they act like they're doing something for someone when the only way this guy touched Americans, for the most part, was to rob
Wallace
from them. Yeah. And I'm not saying that because he's a Democrat, in case it's your first time tuning in. He's no different to me than any of the Republicans, well, maybe except for Ron Paul, but from any of the Republicans and Democrats in Washington, D.C. He's just a little more well-renowned because he's been around for longer. That's all. Let me continue, though, here. Jordan Weiner is a New York City cab driver, and when he heard that Kennedy had died, he took the day off and drove 5 hours to stand here in line. Under a scorching sun,
holy
with
crap,
thousands of others waiting outside the library, all for just a glimpse of the coffin and to say a final goodbye. As a college student, Weiner worked for Kennedy's failed 1980 presidential campaign, organizing delegates in New York, Maine, and the district. I'd say next to my father and my mother, he's a huge formative influence upon me. Boy, that's
well, he did
sad.
Work for the campaign. I mean. So he may very well have known the man.
Says Weiner, now 49, the 1980 campaign, he said, was one of the few times in my life when I absolutely knew what I was doing what I was supposed to be doing. Now I'm just driving a cab and I'm not sure. P.K. Kapoor drove from Wallingford, Connecticut, 2.5 hours away. Kapoor, who's 62, was born in India, remembered listening to All India Radio to the news that Kennedy's brother John had been assassinated. He came Friday to pay my last respects. I would have driven 10 hours. This guy is a hero to people. This is the illusion that politicians, so many of them, have on the American public. Now, sure, the conservatives would say, oh, this guy's a bad man, Chappaquiddick, da-da-da-da-da, drinking whatever, they can
actually, the conservatives have been very, very, on a very short leash on this
one. Oh, have they?
They've been very good
respectful?
About it. Yeah, they've been very, very good about it because they know that the media is listening. I think Free Talk Live is probably the only show coming out here and saying, this is just plain old disgusting.
Another dead
thug. And the
thug.
Reason that we can do it is because we don't care if he's a Democrat or a Republican.
Nope.
The fact is, Ted Kennedy didn't mind using the apparatus of government to steal from people, throw people in prison, and kill them if they didn't agree with what he wanted and if they didn't go along with what he wanted. He was a sick, evil man.
50,000 people, approximately, came to pay their last respects before the public viewing closed at 3 p.m. 50,000 people took their time, spent their money to come and see, glimpse a coffin, wait for hours in the sunlight, and glimpse a coffin holding a dead thug whose sole job it was to extract wealth from them.
Well, we need to have him hermetically sealed in a vault so that everybody can go see his corpse, just like they do with Lenin.
The delusions that people suffer from, the illusions that they are under, about these politicians is amazing to me. And I think it's very interesting, Mark, and you're right. You know, now that I think of it, eyeballing some of the stories here in the news about Ted Kennedy, you're right. The political, the right side of the aisle, so to speak, has been very, I'm losing the word
mild.
I'm looking for. Mild, yeah, okay, mild. The deferential, that's the word I want. Deferential toward, oh, yeah, he was a great man. Let's talk about him for all the great things that he did.
He did. They really do. Oh, we're doing that, trying to talk about the great things he did, trying to find the good things that Ted Kennedy did.
Because they want the same thing to happen with their politicians when they die. They want the same kind of deferential treatment from the Democrats. But to me, they're all a bunch of gangsters. They're all a bunch of criminals. One is not necessarily different from the other. I'd probably be, you know, sad to hear about Ron Paul passing away because he actually has some level of principle and actually applies his principle. But these other people, they're criminals.
One of the thugs is not like the others.
He's only Ted Kennedy's only different as his accent is different and particularly annoying, if I must say. So I didn't really have much else to say to that beyond just highlighting this this worship, this politician worship that goes on in this country where, again, politicians were intended to be the everyman. It was supposed to be the idea of, you know, the construction worker or anybody else could go and get elected, go off to Washington, D.C., supposedly serve their 2 years or whatever, and then come back home, and somebody else would go out and do that. That was the intention. These people weren't supposed to be worshipped. These people weren't supposed to be revered or in any way or well-known.
They were, in fact, supposed to serve, and we know that they're not.
So, well, they've served their buddies. Yeah, they've served themselves and they've served their buddies. But it's a testament. A story like this is a testament to how brilliant these people really are. How criminally brilliant they are at being able to pull the wool over people's eyes to get them to believe that they're doing something other than just fleecing the American people and rewarding their friends and punishing their enemies. To get them to believe that what they're doing in Washington, D.C. is somehow noble. Is somehow valid, is worthy of driving 2 minutes for. You can take control of the airwaves here. Hour number two is on the way. Your thoughts about this or anything goes. 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. And I don't know what it's going to take for Americans to shatter this particular belief system. Because it's very dangerous to their economic health and their personal welfare. To believe that politicians are your friends. They're not. Hour two's coming up.
Do you have hair or skin problems? Are you sensitive to fragrances or dyes? Quit suffering. Quit trying the latest, new, and improved potions. Try Unicure Hair and Skin Conditioner. It's been sold in top salons since 1973, and I've been using it for the past year, and I love it. Unicure's Hair and Skin Conditioner's gentle, greaseless formula is fragrance and color-free. If you have hair or skin, you need Unicure. Call 888-UNICURE or visit unicure.com. 888-UNICURE. Unicure.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's